And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here in Point Loma, next to Fisherman's Landing, and we have a great guest for you today. Captain Brian Sims from the Royal Star is here. We're going to be talking some fishing, and oh boy, do we have some fishing to talk about this week. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. Aligned with Hobie, together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. What good timing. How in the world did you pull off getting Brian Sims in here in July
that?
In probably the best big bluefin tuna bite I mean, maybe we've ever had locally ever. Like, how'd you pull this off? I like it.
It's like he was available.
Good job.
Actually, we drug him off his respite before he goes and hits it hard again tomorrow on the Royal Star.
With three of us on the, you know, owning and running the boat, we've got both Tim and Randy. We've got the full dream team on the boat right now.
Cool.
And that means that I, for good behavior, got a trip off.
That's what I heard is that both Tim and Randy are on the special thing to have Randy on the boat these days.
That's it. You got them both.
He's a busy guy, yeah. So what happens tomorrow? You're back on the boat?
Tomorrow we go back on the boat, and then we start a string of shorter trips. We've got some 3 days coming up, I think three of those, and then a 4-day coming up, which is perfect timing for this big bluefin up in this local area and all the really good kelp fishing that's going on down on the top of the 29 block as well. So, and there's all kinds of fish moving up into this Southern California bite that are starting to bite right now. They're coming up onto the shallows here and the offshore banks, but all local fish, so this string of short trips is phenomenal timing.
What good timing. Like, you can trophy hunt, you can yank and crank, you can get the midsize, like, everything that you would want to do is, like, within range of your 3 days.
Exactly. I mean, there's good kelp fishing for yellowtail that are 12 to 18 pounds on average. There's bluefin that range anywhere from 20 pounds up to 300 plus, and it just depends on which school you hit, in which area you're in. It's the smorgasbord of going out to the market, getting your fish, coming home. You can put together
so cool.
phenomenal trips, but it's still bluefin.
Sure.
Which you have to keep in mind, they are the fish that, faster than any other fish in the ocean, will put a guy in a straitjacket and a padded room.
They're the best at giving you the finger, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one day they're biting full speed. You go out, I'm going to go get them, and you see them, and they don't want to bite.
Well, yeah, or they just go down. They go down. They're living at 60 fathom, 80 fathom for the day, and they're not going to come up and play.
I'm glad that you said that, because you're right. Because, you know, let's face it, we're all fishermen, and everybody talks about the highlights, and we obviously talk about how great it is. And it is. I mean, it might be one of the best big fish bites that's ever happened. But you said it best, there's still bluefin. And even on a day when it was quote-unquote epic, you could get on five or six or seven great schools. Well, those six or seven schools didn't bite. They might have been great for your buddy, and your buddies tell you how great it was. But, like, even – there's still bluefin, man. They're jerks, man. They are jerks.
You could be right next to somebody that's getting them, and they just don't bite for
that's
you.
That's bluefin fishing.
Yeah. So here's a crazy thing, though, is there were reports the last couple days, I mean – fish on the 425, fish on the 9, big fish on the 900 pounders on the 9 in green water. What's the story on that? There's a lot of green water around.
Yeah, for the last few years, Pete, there's been fish in green water. And, you know, what that is, that green water just has more chlorophyll in it.
Uh-huh.
So it's got more plant life, so it starts the food chain. So you get the bait in it, you get the life in it. We've caught tuna in green water for years, and a lot of that good big fish fishing last year was actually in greener water. You drive through the blue water, get right to the edge, get just into the green, and that's where that big fish was hanging out.
Wow. Well, we have so many special treats for you today on Let's Talk Hookup, but one of them is certainly going to be Tom Green is calling in. And I'm sure you got this text.
Oh, yeah.
But the amount of fish that he's going to talk about, it's like, watch out. The end of July, from now on October, it's just scary how much fish is coming up, right?
It is. I mean, and what it feels like to me is that everything is slowly moving up towards this Southern California bite. Everything's moving up towards the escarpment. Yeah. It's all coming up into the shallows and just kind of filtering its way up the coast.
You like
That's
it.
That's cool.
Like
yeah.
it.
Oh, it's all going to be local. It's all going to be close. And it's, you know, hopefully it just turns on and stays biting.
Yeah. So short trips on the Royal Star. What a treat that is, huh? Tell us about it. So you're starting to – what's your first trip tomorrow?
Tomorrow we've got an island tackle 3-day.
Yeah.
And
is that full?
That trip actually, I think, has two spaces.
Two spots available.
I'm in.
Okay.
You know,
yes.
You're in.
Yeah.
In. Come on. And then we've got your Let's Talk Hookup 3-day, and then there's another 3-day following that.
And there's a couple spots on each one of those, I believe.
There's
right?
spots on almost every trip we have right now, just due to this, you know, COVID response. And you know, some people are afraid of it, and some people aren't. But what an opportunity to jump on Royal Star with a light load of people, less than full. You know, a lot of the trips have less than 20 now.
Jeez.
No kidding.
So, yeah, I mean, you can get out on what would be an ultra-limited load, you know, 17, 18 people on Royal Star for a 3-day local trip, which is, oh, my God, unheard of.
Yeah.
You know, but what an opportunity to go out and catch this fish that's biting here on Royal Star with just a few of your friends.
And possibly what could go down in history as one of the greatest tuna years ever.
It may be. There's a tremendous amount of fish out there.
Yeah, for sure. So we talked about this last week, and I discussed it with you before the show today, about the safety issues on Royal Star. I mean, Royal Star's always been safe. But, you know, the level of safety today on not just Royal Star, but all the long-range boats and the fleet in general is next level.
It's next level, and it has to be. You know, for what's going on today, we've got to do a better job of, you know, it's kind of an American thing. You go to work when you're just a little bit sick. Take a look at the drugstores and how many over-the-counter cold medications there are. Because you got a little stuffy nose, a little, you know, cough, a little scratch in your throat. You take a pill and you go to work. Because that's what we do as Americans. That's mm-hmm. the American work ethic.
Right.
So we can't do that with this thing around until they get a solution. You know, work on a vaccine, work on treatments to deal with it. So that's all there. The bottom line is our passengers can't get on the boat if they're sick. Okay? Then there's the cleaning aspect. And, you know, the boats are getting fogged. They're getting wiped down with disinfectants that kill, you know, bacteria, viruses, molds, mildews, all of it. You know, all the fungal
stuff. And none of
stuff.
That happened last year.
I can't say that none of these measures happened these last year. It used to get cleaned and you'd wipe it down with Lysol pretty quick and, you know, whatnot. But,
sure.
You know, we've got
the
HEPA.
Always been clean.
The boat's always been clean, but now it's disinfected.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it, yeah.
You know?
It's next level.
It's next level. There's, you know, I'm putting different filters in my air conditioning units and changing them every trip. Giant,
wow.
You know, HEPA filters that, you know, they restrict a little bit of the airflow, but they pull all of the small particles out of the air.
Yeah.
You know, the air conditioning units themselves are getting disinfected. They're getting fogged, so you send this mist through the ducting system, and it comes out into each individual room.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, so that cleaning is coming. All of the blankets, you know, we used to clean the blankets on a rotational basis. You know, it would work out so that about every two trips, the comforter would come off and get washed. Now it's every trip. Hands
every
down,
trip.
That's
yeah.
the way it goes. So
yeah.
all of that bedding is cleaned. The room has been fogged. The room's been wiped
that's
down
cool.
with disinfectant. You know, it slowed our turnaround time.
Sure.
But
and brought your expenses up on the trips too.
It definitely costs more, but you know, I think it's worth it in the long run.
Yeah.
To not have that trip where, you know, 5, 6, 7 guys get some kind of bug and it costs them a day or two of their trip.
Right.
It's just you because that's one of the big benefits that's going to be eliminated. COVID safety aside, which obviously that's the on everybody's, you know, mind right now, but you know, you described it best. Guys would get on the boat with a little cold, whatever, thinking, oh, well, it's going to be 2 or 3 days before I start fishing. I'll be fine by then, not realizing that they're going to pass it to their bunkmate, and he's going to pass it to the guy on the rail, and that guy's going to give it to the guy in the galley. That's what the beauty of these measures are. I think that is going to be virtually eliminated just because when a bug gets on the boat, it's on a boat. And now, you know, you guys are taking those measures to wipe those things out, one, before they happen, and two, if they did get on there. All the sanitary...
Exactly. The sanitization between meals that we're doing on Royal Star, I mean, all the galley tables are getting wiped down in between services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, none
and
of the...
And limiting the number of people at the
None
table.
Of the stuff, you know, that a guy used to... You know, we used to have a fruit bowl and a candy jar
sure,
and
yeah.
a cookie jar and all of that, just munchies that
yeah,
everybody
help yourself,
could stick
go
their
ahead.
Hand in, help yourself. That doesn't exist anymore. We've got the galley guys... You know, they call snack, they let you know that snack's there, and now they're serving individual plates of snacks... So that they're the only ones handling the food, and they're wearing masks and they're wearing gloves in the galley so that it's, you know, as safe as it can be.
Yeah, no doubt. Here's the other thing, too, is the pre-screening methods that didn't happen before. Is you're screening, taking temperatures, making people sign affidavits that they've been healthy, that they haven't been around sick people, such like that. That's important stuff.
Correct, it is. And it's just making people realize, you know, what the potential could be.
Yeah.
You know, but with all these measures and quite honestly the class of people that we carry in this long range fleet down here in San Diego,
oh, yeah.
I think it's as safe as any as anywhere else you're gonna go.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No question. I mean I have no especially on a quality boat like the Royal Star.
Exactly. And then, you know, fishing is a great outdoor sport. And you're not I can't say you're not gonna get it. But your chances of getting it
yeah.
are very, very, very slim yep. if you're in an outdoor environment. I mean, look at it. You're out on the ocean,
right.
away from the big cities, away from the giant crowds. With the
24 people max on a passenger load.
24 max passenger load. We're not doing the overbook by one this year. It's just
That's
it's too many. It's not, you know, we're not going to max it out. But if you're outside in the air, you're pretty much not going to get this thing. You're in a very safe environment. And, you know, for the longer trips, you know, people worry, oh, I'm going to be on the boat 7, 8, 9, 10 days. Well, you just took your isolation group. If nobody has it when they get on the boat, you're surely not going to get it on the boat.
No. Yep. No doubt. That perfect isolation area.
Exactly. Yeah. You're completely isolated.
Yeah.
There's
no
nothing else is coming in.
Quarantine me on the Royal Star any day.
You and me with the gourmet meals and excellent fishing and all that stuff. Oh, yeah, bring it. Yeah. Hey, Dave Dolan is on the line, and he had a great searcher sport fishing day and a half Let's Talk hookup trip this past week. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, we had quite a trip there on the searcher. And if there's a lesson that we learned on this trip, it's that if it's the bottom of the ninth inning and you haven't scored yet, don't give up, because that's just what this trip was like. We were on stop after stop on these bluefins. We saw them jumping. They were metered. We were stopping right on top of them. Not a bite all day long. Then at 5 o'clock, we finally had a baitfish hook up. And at that point, they put the kite out. And from that time on, anybody that was on the kite, they caught a big fish. It was an automatic. So it was really good that it happened that way. But the only thing is, since it didn't happen until later in the day, not everybody got through the rotation on the kite. But if you got on it, you caught a big one there. So it was quite a trip that we had out there. And there were a lot of first-timers out there, so I'm sure there were a lot of, you know, best-ever catches on it. And as far as the operation of the boat, I got to reiterate what you were just talking about on the safety there. You know, that boat is just kept so clean. I mean, you're safer there than you are going into a Walmart with a mask on. And the whole operation of the boat, I think it starts with Celia when you call in there. That lady's on top of it as far as getting you booked, giving you all the information you need, keeping everything in order. Crew was first rate. Art and the gang there, they run a really good boat, excellent food, and boy, we sure had some nice fish on this one.
Yeah,
wow.
Really
great
a nice
job,
haul, man. A nice big ones, and that's the thing too, is nice light load and great meals. Thanks to Captain Art, Art running the boat, and Mike and Celia and Callie in the office there, the searcher, and I'm glad you had a great trip there, Dave, and of course Gamakatsu supplied hooks for everybody on the trip, and want to thank Ted over at Gamakatsu for doing that. We're doing the same thing on the Royal Star trip, Gamakatsu hooks for everybody in the on the trip. So thanks, Dave. I'm glad you had a good time on the searcher, and look forward to having you host another one for Let's Talk Hookup. You always do a great job, Dave. Appreciate the call.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, very good. Hey, I also want to say that Tommy P. just finished the Kingfisher Charters video from our trip to Kingfisher Charters in June, and he did. This could be Tommy's greatest work. I mean,
good job, Tommy.
Cecil B. DeMille, is watch out, because Tommy P. is definitely creating some great stuff for our YouTube channel. It's on our Let's Talk Hookup YouTube channel. You can link that easily on our Let's Talk Hookup page, letstalkhookup.com. On the top, you just click on the little red icon for YouTube, or just go right straight to our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. Subscribe to it and check out the Kingfisher Charters video. It's a fun one.
That's cool.
You'll enjoy it.
Tommy
did a great job, so that'll be a good one. And as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about today with this tuna fishing.
Tons with the great fishing and the great boat and having Captain Brian in the studio. And obviously a very popular guest because the phone lines are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to him. We have one single line open, that line that Dave was on. We were formerly full. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And, boy, I can tell you it is going to be a very busy morning having such a popular guest like Brian in here. Not only are we going to be talking tuna and talking Royal Star, we are giving away such a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. It's one of those brand-new AFTCO premium fillet knives. It's that 8-inch knife. They have that amazing Boker 4116 German stainless steel blade. That knife is courtesy of our great friends at AFTCO. It's a really, really nice knife. Great grip, great handle, great blade, the whole thing. It's a really cool prize. Yeah,
no question about it.
Stoked to get to give that away. Again, if you want to get your shot at that knife, or much better yet, your chance to talk to Captain Brian Sims, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper, once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Going to be a very busy show again. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973.
Captain Brian Sims, the Royal Star, and have you talked to the boys? Are they catching them?
You know, I haven't. So I'm getting a little bit of the updates that we get on the WhatsApp, but I'm sure with those two out there, they're having a great trip. I know they had some yellowtail early, they had some bluefin on their way up, and they've got today. And I honestly don't know if they're in this local zone or if they stayed a little bit further down today.
I know I talked to Tim on the boat. He was at Olejos Rocks the other day, and he said that they had really good quality yellowtail fish.
The grade of that yellowtail that's down there right now, I would say it probably averages out at about 31, 32 pounds.
Average.
Average.
No, oh, really?
It's absolutely beautiful fish. You know, you see some 25-pounders, which kind of look at them funny, like, where'd that dink come from? You know, and then you see some fish 40, 42.
Jeez.
And it's just beautiful fish. And, oh, Pete, it's got the fat content in it because that larger yellowtail's so good.
Oh, so that might be some of the best eating fish there is. Oh, like, yeah. A fresh piece of good yellowtail is really hard to beat.
If it's been taken care of right and bled right and held in that RSW, it's turned it from, you know, what used to be kind of a reddish fish and it's a little strong into just this beautiful, flaky, rich white meat fish. It's incredible.
It's so mild, good. But it still tastes like something. You know
exactly.
What I mean? It's not like you're eating nothing. You know, I like a good piece of yellow.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, phones are packing up. You want to get through, have a chance to win that AFCO Premium Filet Knife, 833-288-0973. Let's jump in the phones.
You got it, buddy. Let's go up to Sacramento to start things off this morning. Darren's giving us a call. Darren from Sacramento. Good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, Brian, this is Darren. I'm on my way down to get on the boat tomorrow.
Nice.
Yes, baby. I've been looking forward to this. And I think your brothers are coming with you. Is that right?
Yes, I'm bringing my two brothers. Their first time long-range trips. Haven't been on any boat, so they're looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to meeting them. Just because you're such a nice guy and such a character, I can't imagine what your brothers are going to be like. It's going to be a ball.
Well, three brothers together, it's going to be a blast. So we're looking forward to it. And I got to tell, anybody that has not been on the Royal Star, you're missing out on a real treat. From the crew to trade to the boat, it's an
they do a fantastic job. And, both Ricky and I, regulars on the Royal Star, and they do a great job.
I've spent a lot of days with Brian and the whole team, and I'll back you up on that one, Darren. No doubt about it. You're spoiling your brothers right out of the gate, man. It's gonna be hard to replicate that. They're just gonna have to be Royal Star guys for life.
Well, I just appreciate the kind words, and we work hard to try and provide that for everybody who comes on the boat, and I'm stoked. I mean, Darren's such a great guy.
Cool.
All right, have safe travel down, Darren, and we'll see you down at the Fisherman's Landing tomorrow and getting on the Royal Star. So tomorrow's a three-day.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to be staying local. We're going to be targeting that bluefin. You know, whether it's the big stuff, I think I'm running the engine room next trip, so we'll see what Captain Randy Toussaint decides
Captain
to do.
Oh, Captain Randy, okay.
That's cool.
All right, well, he's been out for 8 days, so he's kind of got the good idea what's going on.
Got the perfect feel for what's going on from where he's been.
Hey. Pretty cool that, you know, you mentioned it before, that at any point in time when you're on that boat, one of the owners is driving the rig. You know, it's yourself, it's Randy, it's Tim. Like, you just know going on to that you know, that whoever is driving the boat has got a vested interest and, you know, has just got a lifetime of long-range experience. It's a unique thing that you guys get to offer on the Royal Star.
Yeah, it's one thing, and I think it does. It makes, you know, it just, having an owner on the boat, it's different. You know, all of the little things are getting watched because every client is so important to us.
Indeed, for sure. Well, let's find out how much fish there really is from our eye in the sky, the SAC spotter plane pilot, Tom Green's on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, just to give you guys a heads up, the Royal is right in the middle of them.
Hey, Tom, thanks for the update. I appreciate that.
No sweat. No, I saw them yesterday, and they're on an unbelievable amount of fish down below. My gosh, it was amazing.
So, that's
again,
awesome.
Just like always, I go out. And I look around and I'm going, oh my gosh, why aren't I fishing?
Well, you are fishing
it's
from
crazy.
The sky, right?
Well, yeah, I guess so. No,
Tom, take 3 days off and come on a Let's Talk Hookup trip.
What? One
take
time?
Take 3 days off and come on the lake. Let's Talk Hookup trip. Come for 3 days. Come with Peter Ricky.
Okay, well, you know what? Twist my arm, and I just might take you guys up on that. That sounds fun.
You're not safe.
So what are you seeing,
Tom? I'd have to go out and get a rod and a reel, and I don't even know what that is.
I got plenty.
I got a bud that can hook you up with that.
Okay, all right, good. Hey, no, I started off Thursday, went way outside, found a tremendous body of fish. I think that's where they're catching some of those big fish. I know the Shogun and some of the other guys hooked into some real nice size grade fish outside Clemente there and then outside and below. And then started working down and found an unbelievable amount of fish outside Ensenada. But they put on a good show, I guess. I talked to several of the captains, and they said they just kind of look at you and going, what are you doing here? They just won't bite. But then the ones down below, all the guys were drifting. I got some great photos of the boats, all of them in stops down below. They're doing very well.
That's great news. And the volume of fish down below, you were telling me yesterday, is just unbelievable, huh?
Oh, it's craziness. There was 2,000-3,000 tons right in front of Ensenada, anywhere from 40-pounders to 100-pounders. And then down below, you know, there's where all the guys are fishing. There's a pretty good little mix of yellowfin. I was seeing some yellowfin on the whales. And, I mean, no big schools, but they're a nice mix, and all the guys were hooking up. So it looked good to me.
Wow. So this is hundreds of miles of fish from San Clemente Island to well below Ensenada. Hundreds of miles of fish moving into our zone, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's insane, Pete. And you know, I've got, again, I mean, I told you guys this last week when we talked, but I got friends of mine fishing them up by Catalina, for goodness sakes. It just kind of crosses your eyes.
Pretty amazing. It's
awesome. You guys are going to, again, like I say, just put on your seatbelt because it's going to get good. I even saw a couple little schools on top of the 302 yesterday.
Nice.
No kidding. This is great news, Tom. Just glad to, always good to hear, you know, when you got fish already biting and then wave after wave after wave of it coming down below, filtering up. This is, you know, like you said, set up for a good summer.
Oh, it is. It looks like to me it's going to be an all summer deal and possibly into the fall. This fish doesn't seem like they want to move much, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, they're not going to go far. They're going to keep working up. Oh, that's the other thing I saw. Start seeing some pretty good Dorado on the kelps down below. So that's always a good sign.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. Nice. We'll take that too.
A little color.
A little exotics, yeah. A little yellowfin, a little bluefin, a little yellowtail, yeah. Some Dorado. Boy, that sounds like fun summertime fishing to me.
Get the pop.
Oh, yeah, no, it's going to be good.
It already is good. It's going to get better. Yeah. Hey, Tom, just in comparison to previous years of what you've seen in July, like last year, are you seeing more volume this year?
Pete, yeah, you know, I really am. It's truly amazing. Yeah, no, and I saw some of those big cows the other day. I saw a little puddle of those big cows. I don't think there was a one under 300, 310 pounds. I mean, they were huge fish. Made me pick my feet up when I went over.
Well, Tom Green, the SAC spotter plane pilot, he puts it's so cool because I know you get them. You get the texts. Here are the spots where Tom's seeing the fish, and that's why they hire Tom, is to put you guys on the fish. Does it help?
Absolutely it helps. The more eyes you have out looking for those things, the better off you are. I mean, there's a lot of times, you know, we're talking with Tom, and we're giving him information about what the water's doing in the edges and what we're seeing, because that helps him cover the right water so that he can find the fish and then bring us to where the meat is, you know, where the real volume of fish are, because he can see it all from the sky.
Yeah.
That's and, so you know, cool. That's an honest-to-God deal right there. It's such a teamwork operation, and the skippers out there are phenomenal about giving me the right dope on what they're seeing, and that helps an unbelievable amount.
That's cool. Well,
it really
Tom
does.
Tom Green, the SAC spotter plane pilot, keep up the great work, Tom. Are you going to fly next week?
I'm planning on it. I'm sure planning on it.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to maybe even seeing more. Is it possible? See more fish next Saturday when you call in your reporter. We appreciate it very much.
Okay, Pete. You guys, good luck. Go get them.
Thanks, right. Tom.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that. Does that get you excited?
Cool. It gets me so pumped up. I love it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's going to be good. I mean, the opportunity right now to go out on a boat like the Royal Star on a 3-day. I mean, you think about the opportunity to catch, you know, up to 300 pound or over 300 pound bluefin tuna, to catch yellowtail, to catch Dorado, to catch school size bluefin tuna, yellowfin tuna. I mean, it's good.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, you know, I talked to a buddy of mine that fishes a smaller boat here locally, and he saw a tremendous amount of that yellowfin as he was coming in from fishing the bluefin.
Yeah.
You know, he comes into a different port, so he's running a different line, and so there's more yellowfin around as well. So you got Dorado, you got yellowtail, you got bluefin of all sizes.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Literally 25 to tackle busting giants.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's adrenaline just gets flowing, and here you go. My God, they're so exciting. But you've got that bluefin, yellowfin, Dorado, and yellowtail, and wow, what a combination for a short summer trip. And then we've got this string of short trips coming up with your trip coming.
Right.
You know, and your trip is light right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I just look, I think right now, There's 15 people on the Royal Star, so we've got 10 spots. 10 spots available for a three-day trip coming up this week with all that fish moving up, all that big fish, all that school fish. What a beautiful setup.
Wow.
Perfect. You know,
it's literally perfect.
I mean, think about the opportunity. Go fish Royal Star with 15 of your closest friends.
Oh, my. Yeah.
That just,
so rad.
In July, that just doesn't happen. So
and that trip leaves Wednesday, and we'll come back on Saturday.
Yeah, that's Wednesday the 15th through Saturday the 18th.
Yeah.
You know, and all you got to do to go is call Tracy in our office, or I think I'm sure you can book it online.
You can book it right online. Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, phones are packing up, and actually, hey, we've got a live report from on the water from Mike from the Tribute out of Seaforth Sportfish. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
Hey, good, doing great. Morning. We're just hearing about, we just heard from Tom Green. As you heard, it sounds like fish are biting.
Yeah, you know what? It's been pretty darn good here the last couple of days. We've experienced a pretty decent bluefin fishing. Yesterday we had a really light rent rod group, 17 anglers on board. We ended up with 29 bluefin, 6 yellowfin, and 4 yellowtail. Really should have got it done on bluefin. We were only a few fish shy, but they bit very, very well and definitely put our landings rattle gear to the test. But good fishing the day before. Captain Buzz Brisendine ran the boat, and another light group of anglers, 15 guys, ended up with a little over 20 bluefin and some yellowfin to go with it. So they've been biting here the last couple of days. Assorted fish. Most of our fish yesterday were probably 20 to 35 pounds. The fish the day before, 50 to 80 pounds. And this morning, there's starting to be a little bit of fish caught. Same kind of deal, mixed grade.
Man, that's great news. Glad to hear it. And, you know, we've been talking about it. It's exciting to see, like, you know, bluefin of literally of all sizes, from little guys up to big trophies. And, you know, makes it exciting when a guy goes on a trip, you know, to not know if he's going to be fishing, you know, when he wakes up in the morning, he's going to be fishing his 25-pound rod or his 100-pound rod.
Well, and that's it, you know. One of the nice things about the Tribute is it's you know, a bigger boat and a ton of rod storage. I think we hold just around 200 rods. So I tell people, bring anything from 25-pound to unlimited. You know, some of the
nice
fish that we've been catching. And we do our best to try to give you a heads up before we stop on these schools, but it has happened more than once, and not just with us lately. You say,
wow,
all right, guys, you know, use this 25 or 30 pound, and then somebody gets bit, and you're like, whoops.
Yeah, that's a bigger one.
Sorry, buddy. Good luck.
Yeah. Hey, so, Mike, what's the schedule on the Tribute? When are you running? What are you running?
Yeah, there's some of those where it just starts taking all the line away.
Yeah.
So what's up? Doing these one day trips, and we've had very, very good fishing here lately. Easy one day range. Tonight's trip sold out. Tomorrow night, I think there's a handful of spots left, but definitely some room throughout the week. And like I said, really, really good sign of fish here lately. Just a ridiculous amount, and it's starting to bite a little bit better. And seeing a lot warmer water. Last week we were fishing water that was 68 degrees. We finished up yesterday in 75-degree water.
Whoa!
No kidding. Wow.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, if somebody wants to jump aboard the Tribute tomorrow night or through the week, how do we get a hold of you?
You can give the landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through TributeSportFishing.com or SeaforthLanding.com. And then take a look at our Facebook page, see what we've been catching here. It's Tribute Sport Fishing on Facebook. And very, very nice weather here this morning. Only one yellowtail so far. We're actually sitting on a kelp patty. But the guys to the west of us are starting to scratch at some bluefin, and we're just a couple of miles away. So we're excited.
Go get them.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the Mike Pritchard from the Tribute. Appreciate the call this morning. Thanks for the check from on the water aboard the Tribute. Always love that. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain Brian Sims from the Royal Star, so let's jump into it.
Sounds good to me. If you want to get your shot to get through, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Ed. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I was wondering, I'm going to take a trip up to Washington State, and what is I haven't heard too much about taking fishing reels on the carry-ons. Do you have to take the line off now? You know, I don't know what's going on. And also, if I wanted to bring back some frozen fish, can I put that on a carry-on and bring it back?
I'm not sure. I would check with your airline.
Yeah. I have a lot of experience with
that. Up-to-date information. Yeah. So I'll let Pete answer
that. And I'll tell you why. Because my wife has very hungry people in Ohio that love Southern California tuna. Yeah. And so whenever she goes visits her family in Ohio, she's bulked up on tuna on the carry-on. Best way to do that is freeze the fish and then wrap it in newspaper. And then put it in your bag, carry a bag wrapped in newspaper. You'd be amazed at how well it keeps in newspaper when you freeze it. And you get it just before you leave for the airport, wrap it in newspaper, put it in the bag, and you can either check it or carry it on. Either way, it works. It'll stay frozen for several hours in the, if packed properly.
And then what about the reels and the line? I've heard two things, and I think I'd check with the airline, but do you know, Pete?
Well, in Mexico, I know you can't bring line with reels. Like, if you're on leaving from Mexico.
But right, I think the bag has to be checked if the line's on the reels, right?
Yeah, in Mexico. But in the U.S., I haven't heard that there's been any issues.
Same. I think that it probably a lot of it boils down to the particular TSA agent that happens to be checking you at the time. If you are going to, you know, take the risk and bring the reels with you, which I think you're fine, I always like to get one of those kind of very form-fitting reel covers so that if you know, the security personnel looks at it, it's very clear that it is a fishing reel, but, you know, the line's not in big loose coils coming off and some kind of tangle-up thing. Like, I just don't think they'll just pay any mind. You know, clearly that's your fishing reel, and it's nice, and it's tight, and it's tidy and put away, and, you know, those things are $7 or $8, and you can just, you know, it Velcros right around the reel. I think if I were going to carry them on, I'd put them all in something like that.
Good idea. All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, a lot more of your phone calls, catch reports from up and down the beach, and a lot more with Captain Brian Sims. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, Shimano came out with a new reel this year called Speedmaster.
Oh,
and,
man,
boy, what timing.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
If you don't have the budget for a Talica, which is the ultimate reel,
sure,
the Speedmaster, at half the price,
yeah,
is a great substitute.
For, I mean, well under $300, you know, basically $250, depending on which model you get, you can have a fantastic operating two-speed reel. You load it with 65 or 80-pound Power Pro, fish between 40 and 60-pound on the 12 or 16, you know, 80 or 100-pound even on the 20s and the 25s. They did such a nice job with that reel. It is the best budget-minded two-speed available, period.
Yeah, and you talk about a reel with some serious power, that Speedmaster 20 size. You can land some big fish with it.
No doubt about it. I like the 12 and the 16. They fit in your hand. Great, great free spool, good power, and easy on the budget.
Yeah, there you go. The Speedmaster from Shimano at your local Shimano dealer.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Great fishing going on. So much cool stuff to talk about. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973. That's how you get on the fun. Let's Talk Hookup.
Indeed. You want to get through, there is your chance. We have Captain Brian Sims from the Royal Star here. We're having fun, man. It is such an exciting time
it
to
is.
Be an angler in Southern California right now. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than this.
Oh, good weather, great prospects for fishing, all
yeah.
kinds of things around. And you're getting to go on boats with light loads. I mean, you heard, you know, us, we've got 10 spots on your trip coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We've got spots on other trips. And we've got, you know, everybody else is running light loads. My God, what a dream. Fish, volume, biting, wonderful food when you get back, all the excitement of going fishing, and you get to do it with a very light load on the boats. How incredible.
Oh, boy. Yeah, let's go for sure.
We are.
Yeah,
Wednesday.
We're going. Yeah, you're going tomorrow.
I'm going tomorrow. I'm going tomorrow, but I'll be on your trip.
And then you're
going
to go on
well.
Wednesday, too, on the Let's Talk Hookup trip.
Yes,
yeah.
sir.
Free Gamakatsu hooks, and we got a lot of other swag we're going to be giving away on the boat, too. So
awesome. I keep going back to that same thing. Like, it's just such a fun trip to be packing your tackle for. Like, right now, on a three-day trip, you can catch all of the fish that's available in Southern California. You can catch them all ways, and you could catch them of all sizes.
Yeah.
Fly line, sinker rigs, flat falls, you know, surface lures. Like, all of those things are at play. Fish from 25 to 325 pounds are at play. Yellowfins, bluefins, dorados, yellowtail, like everything. Everything is in a shot on a three-day.
Exactly. And a three-day, you know, with as close as the fish is, you're probably going to be fishing the first afternoon we leave.
Really?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you'll get a lot of fishing time.
Yeah, my
on a
guess is you're going to get, on a three-day trip, you're going to get 2.5 days of fishing time.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's so cool.
That's so awesome. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones.
You got it, man. Well, jam-packed they are. Menard calling us from Temecula is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Menard. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys, and good morning, Brian. Just wanted
good morning,
to call Menard. In and just wanted to tell you what a great trip we had a couple of weeks ago on that 7-day. And I know a lot of people are kind of scared about going out on the boat with this plague that's going on. But, hey, the way you guys clean your boat, the way you maintain your boat, I have no fear at all, and I'll see you in October.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. I'll be looking forward to it. And thanks, Menard, for, you know, there it is, the man on the streets telling you how clean things are and how the changes have really protected everyone, ourselves and our customers, our anglers that
no
go out
question.
Fishing with us.
No, everything about what this new wave and for the future too, COVID or no COVID, I think it's really set a new standard in the whole long range fleet.
Yeah, this thing, whether we like it or not, but I think there's going to be some benefits that come out of this thing, and that's going to be one of them, is that, you know, the cleanliness standards have just simply been raised and our awareness has been raised.
Yeah. Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into him. Talk to Dennis. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, guys. A beautiful day in San Diego again. I have a question for your guest and Pete. My dream is always to catch a wahoo. But is that some fish that I'd have to target? I'd have to go to Mexico or another continent to catch that fish? Or is that just like a bycast? You know, something that you catch on an accident, and what type of trip am I looking at to try and get a wahoo?
Well, I would say that wahoo are almost never accidental. Because they have teeth, you have to plan for them.
Right.
You know, even if you get them trolling, your lures should either be wired or have, you know, very heavy fluorocarbon, which is real hard out in front of them. Do you have to go on a trip to Mexico? I would say you're probably going to have to get it in Mexican waters. It's a very, very, very rare thing that you see them up here in our local waters. They just simply don't come this far north. So a longer trip down into Mexico, 7, 8, 10, 11 days in the fall, that's your typical Wahoo trip. You know, or a guy could go someplace else, you know, where you're down, let's say, below the 24 line of latitude, you know, Hawaii, something like that on a vacation. And you can get one off a boat in that kind of place. But your best shots are down the Mexican coast on a fall, you know, 10-day trip.
Fall. So you just don't see them this time of the year on a long trip. Like Tim was down in Great Wahoo Country, Alejos Rocks. But is it just too early?
No, they had some good evening Wahoo fishing this trip. So,
oh,
I mean,
they did.
This
oh,
week.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, they had some bites, and you know they caught yellowtail all morning, went in for the afternoon, and had some good Wahoo fishing at Alejos
nice.
Rocks. And that's an 8-day trip in the spring. It's just, if you're going to target
right.
them, and a guy were setting it out, the fall is the premier time to do
gotcha.
It. You know, summertime 7 or 8 day trip, absolutely. You know, they're on the menu, and you'll get lots of heads up from the captain as to when you're actually going to be fishing for those things.
You pick a trip that's a favorite if you're a guy that's in Dennis's, you know, shoes, really wanted to get a Wahoo. Is it the longer amount of time you can spend, the better? Is it earlier or later in the fall, better? I mean, if your goal was to get on a great Wahoo trip and you were looking at Royal Star's schedule, when do you think you'd try to pick one?
I would get on any. I mean, we only have 3 of those 10 or 11 day trips in the fall now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way our schedule has just developed over the years. But any of those 10 or 11 day trips that time of year, whether it's October or November, can be absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's fun.
Well,
talk about a fun fish, too. Like,
oh.
That is the fish that was just built for fishermen. You know, they bite the troll. They love biting jigs. They're fast as could be. Their run is super exciting. And then when they, after you hook one and there's all this excitement and everybody's yelling at you and screaming you to wind, and they take off, they just give up. You wind them right back to the boat. And then they take off again for another little burster. And they come right back in again.
Yeah.
You put a gap
oh, yeah.
in them.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
you got the best table fare ever.
They don't beat you up with
yeah.
the fight. And the strike is so exciting. They're absolutely nuts. They haul butt in the
they
water.
Do,
They're
man.
Really moving around. And what makes them really fun is that, you know, they come off.
They do.
So it's not like you're catching everyone, even if you do everything right.
Yeah. Right.
You're getting 30 or 40% of your bites to actually stay on the hook because you've got them and they're zipping around and then poof, it falls off
yeah.
and you're just heartbroken. And then you start winding that same jig and, oh,
another one
eats it.
Yeah.
And he's rooster tailing your line across the bow and you're running up the side and the adrenaline's pumping.
So fun.
They are a ball.
Nothing can humble you more than, nothing can make you look like the man or humble you just as fast as Wahoo fishing. Like, you could get 4 or 5 in a row and just be the man and every guy's coming, what are you doing? What hook are you using? What's the, and then like the rest of the afternoon or the rest of the trip, like you couldn't get one to stick to save your life. They are a humbling, very cool, fun fish.
They are. The cool thing I've seen with Wahoo is how they a lot of times never even have the hook in their mouth, and you stick the gaff in it, they open their mouth and the jig just falls out because
yeah.
the hook was they were never hooked. They just have this strong bite, right?
Stubborn.
Yeah,
they've
got a strong bite. They've got a really, really hard mouth, so it's hard to get that hook point to actually penetrate into
yeah.
that bony mouth.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, you know, the hook is simply wrapped on the jawbone around their teeth and just sitting there until
yeah.
and they won't let it go, or you've got an angle on where the hook just can't fall out. But, yeah, you gaff them, they open their mouth, and oop, there goes
there
your hook.
There it goes. Yeah. Good. We don't have to take the hook out.
Yeah, quick. Get that thing over the rail.
Yeah, no kidding.
You've seen everything over the years from, you know, new lures, the hot new gig, the old tried and true. If Gerb was putting a lure back to try and catch a Wahoo and you were on one of those 10-day trips in the fall, what would you say is your favorite trolling lure of choice to try and catch a Wahoo?
You know, I really like these new Nomads.
Mm-hmm.
That deep 30.
The DTX.
That DTX Minnow, that's what it is. I know what they look like.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
The branding. That's sure. I leave that to you guys in the tackle shop. But those DTX Minnows, because they get down on the water column, they get just down below all that boat wake, they are incredibly effective.
Yeah.
They get bites when other things don't. But I'm also an old school guy in that I like that Marlin-type lure way back in the pattern. It's not as good for your fellow anglers. It's kind of doing the greedy thing, you know, because you're going to get a bite and that school of them is not going to get to the boat as well. But when it's real tough, scratchy fishing, I still like that Marlin lure
okay.
way back.
With the wire on it or no?
Wired up.
Wired
yeah.
up. Okay.
I like wire.
Yeah.
Why do you use wire for Wahoo?
just simply because they of the teeth and the way they attack a lure. You know, the way a wahoo feeds, it attacks things by cutting it in half. It literally swims through with these serrated knife blades that close like scissors.
Wow.
So they go through and they hit it in a V-shaped pattern, and as their body momentum, it just cuts it like a pair of scissors going through a piece of paper. You know, you ever cut paper with a sharp pair of scissors? You just slide them right through? Yeah. That's what a wahoo does
That's
to everything
so
it eats.
Yeah, they're like razor blades in their mouth. And they're very like, dangerous when handling them, too.
They're like serrated knives.
Yeah.
As in, you can touch it, and it's not like a razor blade where it's just going to go in. But if you slide sideways on it, it's right down to the bone right
oh,
now.
No
wow.
kidding. That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, and then, you know, their mouths have a lot of slime in them, and they carry a lot of bacteria in their mouth. So if you get cut by a wahoo, we're starting, I mean, what we do is we start a guy on antibiotics right away.
No really? Kidding.
Just to avoid it.
Yeah.
Have you ever been cut by a wahoo?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're speaking from experience, right?
Oh, yes, I know.
Yeah, you know for sure. Hey, Dennis, thanks. Go on a trip and catch a wahoo.
Oh, man.
There's nothing like it.
Nope.
For sure. Yeah, go on a fall trip on the Royal Star. You will not be sorry, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 833-288-0973. Your chance to get through and have a chance to win that AFCO Premium Filet Knife.
All right, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more Catch Your Porch Monster, great stuff coming. You stay tuned. It is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
Hello, this is Bill Varney from CCA California with a warning to all California anglers. Assembly Bill 3030 is here. AB 3030 proposes to conserve at least 30% of California's water and land by 2030. To date, California has already restricted or placed off limits nearly 40% of the fishable coast. With a current network of more than 145 marine protected areas, California is already recognized as a world leader in marine conservation. The state legislature is working quickly to make these possible closures a reality, with no input from anglers. Are you going to let them take your fishing away again? It's time to join CCA if you're not already a member and stand up for your right to fish. Taking steps to help is easy. Join CCA if you're not already a member. Donate to CCA to fund the fight. Volunteer with CCA to join our army to help stand up for anglers and our right to fish. You'll find more information and a link to join at ccacalifornia.org.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggety body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in 4 models, 12, 16, 20 and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna, or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.